Shalom. This is the, the eighth episode in season two of the Rambam, the Easy Introduction to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. We will be finishing season two today. This will be the end of Hilchos Deos, Be'ezrat Hashem, and Bili Neder. We are on Perek Zion of Hilchos Deos, and let's get started. The Rambam says, Hamaragel b'chavero, over b'lo tase. Somebody who speaks derogatorily or gossip about his friend violates a Torah prohibition. As it says, you shall not go around as a gossip monger among your people. This is the prohibition of Lashon Hara. Even though you don't get lashes on this, because as we've explained in previous episodes, one does not get lashes for a prohibition that they violate that does not require action. Lashon Hara, this prohibition is in speech only. Avon gadol hu, it is still a tremendous sin. The gorim l'harog nefashos rabos mi'israel, and it causes many people, many Jews to die. L'kach nismach lo, and therefore it's qualified by v'lo samar adam reyacha. You shall not stand by while your brother's blood is being shed, which is the end of the verse of Lo Sedech Rachel Bamecha. Tzeilomad ma'er ledoeg hadomi. Look what happened to Doeg the Adomi, who Lashon Hara was spoken about, and Shaul HaMelech killed him and his town. Okay, going on. Eze Rachel. What is a Rachel? What is this that you're not allowed to do in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says? And he says as follows. Ze Shetoin. Dvarim v'holich mi zet la zet v'omer kach amar ploni kach l'kach shamati al ploni. So this is somebody that goes around and he says, he goes from person to person, and he says, this is what I heard about this person, this is what they said about this person. Afa pishu emes, even though what he's saying is true, harizem machr v'olam, what the information that he's spreading destroys the world. Yesh avon gadol mizad mod, but there's an even greater sin, v'hu b'chlal lav zeh, and it's included in this same prohibition, v'hu lashon hara, it is lashon hara, v'hu ha-mesaber b'gnus chavero, afa b'shomer emes, this is somebody who speaks derogatorily about his friend, even though he is speaking truth. Aval omer sheker, but somebody who speaks falsely about somebody, nikra motzei shemra al chavero, that person is considered somebody who slanders his friend. Aval ba'al lashon hara zeshiel shev omer kach v'kach asa ploni v'kach v'kach haya avosa v'kach v'kach shamati alav v'amr dvarim shel ganai. But lashon hara is not slander. Lashon hara is where you say something negative about somebody, but you say, this is what I heard about him, this is what he did, this is what his ancestors did, right? So that is all lashon hara. Al ze amar hakasuf yichris Hashem kol susai chalukos Lashon Bedabros Gadlos. This is what the pasuk in Tehillim says, that may God cut off all their lips, the tongues which speak these horrible things. Okay, on to Halacha Gimel. Says Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Here we go. Amru Chacham Shosh Averos Nefrain Min Adam Ba'olam Hazeh Ein Lo Chilak Olam Haba. There are three sins that take a person, that the person is punished in this world, and he loses his portion in the world to come. Avodas kochavim, idolatry, gilui arayos, sexual sins, ushvichas damim, and murder. The lashon hara, keneged kulam, the lashon hara, our rabbis tell us, is equal to them all. The od amru chachamim, and our chacham also said, kol mesaper b'lashon hara, kilu kofer maker. Whoever speaks lashon hara, it's as if he's a heretic to the entire Torah. He doesn't believe in the entire Torah. Shneamar, asher b'lo shanido dagbir, sisasir etaru. Be adal vado, as the pasuk says. Who's with our tongues we will prevail? Our lips, there are all lips, right? And who is Lord over us? So it's as if you speak the way you want, when you talk the way you want, that's lashon hara. Varim chacham shlosh lashon hara. I guess three people the lashon hara kills. Ha'omro, the person that speaks lashon hara. Nekabel, the person that believes it. V'zeh shomer lav, and the person who is the subject matter. Mekabel yoter mina omro, and it's worse to accept lashon hara, right, to believe it, than even to speak it. That's because a person speaks lashon hara who's not believed. So then he hasn't really done that much, hasn't accomplished anything. once the person believes Lashon Hara, who he's talking to, then Lashon Hara has had an effect. There are certain things that are considered like the dust of Lashon Hara. Ketzad? Mi omar laploni shia kamoshu ata. If you say, right, like, who would have ever thought that this person would have been like this? Oshi omar, shitgu mi ploni ini rotza la diamai ramai. I can't talk about that person because I can't tell you what happened to him because that would be Lashon Hara. Chayotzi udvar meilo. If you say these types of things, right? So you're hinting that there is something derogatory there, but you're not saying what it is. So you're getting across the impression that there's something derogatory. Not only that, but also if you, let's say you know somebody hates another person, and you go up in front of the person that hates him, and you speak kindly about him. So the person that's listening, that hates the guy you're speaking about, feels the need to defend his own feelings. And he's going to go speak Lashon Hara. So he's going to say, Zeh Avak Lashon Hara. She's a Gorim Lahem She's Sapa Bunusa. Because then immediately this guy's going to have to defend his feelings. And he's going to start saying derogatory information. Val Zen Yinamar Shlomo Mevarach Re'eo Bekol Gadol Baboker Ishkin Klo Techashefo. Okay, so King Shlomo says in Mishlei, he says, you give your friend a blessing, right? Like you speak nicely about him with a great voice. But in the morning, you're going to wake up and you're going to see he's cursed because everybody heard these great blessings that you gave him, and then they don't like the guy, so they're going to say bad things about him, and you've actually caused bad things to happen. Should we talk to Vaso Bali De Raso? Right? So out of the goodness came bad. Right? So let's say somebody speaks Lashon Hara, and he's joking around. He says it in a joking way. Right? He says, I'm not talking because I hate the guy. We're just joking. It's like somebody who, Shlomo Melech says, it's like a guy who's crazy and he starts shooting arrows all over the place. You can't, and he kills somebody. So at the end of the day, somebody's dead. And he says, but I was just joking. Right? So it doesn't make a difference if you're just joking. In the end, someone dies. That's the same thing as speaking Lashon Hara, even not out of hatred. Right, v'hushi saper letomo kiilu eino yodeh shadavar zeh shidibir lashon hara hu ela shemamchim bo omer eino yodeh shadavar zeh lashon hara shi umasav shaponi. And also, if like you say something in a hint, that's lashon hara. But and then you say, somebody says, wait, hey, you can't say that. That's lashon hara. Oh, I didn't realize it was lashon hara. That's still lashon hara, right? Even if you say it in a hinting way, that's still lashon hara. Okay, on to halacha hey. This is Perek Zayin halacha hey. Right, there's no difference if you speak Lashon Hara in front of the person you're talking about or behind his back. And if you say something to somebody, right, that if it gets to a person, it's going to hurt him either physically or financially, or it'll even cause him pain or just scare him, that's also Lashon Hara. Right, now let's say you say this information in front of three people. Now we consider this information already known. We already assume that these three people are going to go ahead and tell other people, and word is going to get out. This is not a secret thing that you just said now. So let's say these three people, now that the information is out, they go ahead and tell people, like we assume they are. That, the Rambam says, there's no Lashon Hara there. Because the information is already known, so you're not really ruining their reputation, right? So the first guy sins, but the three guys that go ahead and tell people, and anyone obviously after them, that's not Lashon Hara. But that only works if your intention wasn't to spread it. But if one of the three people went ahead and he said, oh, I want to spread this information, I want this to get out of all over the place, so then he still violates Lashon Hara. Okay. On to halacha vav. Kol elu heim bali Lashon Hara. Shasur ador b'shchunasam. Right? So any of the people that we've just spoke about, they are bali Lashon Hara. They're people that speak Lashon Hara. And it is forbidden to live in their neighborhood. Kol shkin leishivim bahem lishmon devarim. And all the more so, you can't sit with them and listen to what they have to say. Lo nechtam gzar din ala vosav amidbar el Lashon Hara levad. And our, just as a warning, our forefathers, their decree in the desert, that they should die in the desert and not to get to Eretz Yisrael, was only signed when they started speaking Lashon Hara. Okay, so that's the end of Halacha Vav. Okay, on to Halacha Zayin now in Hilchos Deos. Again, we're in Parak Zayin Halacha Zayin. Okay. Hanoke Michavero, going on to revenge. This is the prohibition of revenge. Hanoke Michavero, over Belotase. Somebody that takes revenge against their friend violates a Torah prohibition. Shlomar Lo Sikom, as it says, you cannot take revenge. The Afa Pishaino Lokalov, right? De Arahi Amon. And again, since you don't get lashes for this punishment, for this sin, so, but it's still a very bad thing. A person should rather go past people that that anger him. Because we see that anything in this world is really it's nothing, and it's not worthy to take revenge. What does revenge look like? Right. So his friend says, I want to borrow your shovel. So his neighbor says, I'm not going to lend it to you. I don't want to lend it to you. So the next day, this neighbor that wouldn't give him the shovel, he needs a baseball bat. So he says, he comes to him and he asks him for a baseball bat. He says, remember you asked me for the shovel and you didn't, I asked you for the shovel and you said no. So like you didn't give me the shovel, I'm not giving you this. That's revenge. But rather, when he asks you for a baseball bat, you should give it full hearted. You should not treat him as he treated you. Like in any case like this. And so too David says, okay, last halacha, this is Perek Zayin Halacha Ches in the Rambam. And Hilchos Deo says the Rambam, and also if you bear a grudge against somebody, you've also violated a Torah prohibition. As it says, you should not take revenge against the people in your nation. How does revenge look like? Ruvain Shamar Lishimon Hasker Li Baidze Al Shani Shor Ze Viloratza Shimon. So if Ruvain says to Shimon, he says, do me a favor, can you rent me your house? Or can you lend me your ox? He doesn't want to. The Yamin Ba Shimon the Ruvain Lishon Mimeno Alish Lisko Mimeno Bar Malo Ruvain, hey Lakha Harini Mishal Khavini Kamoscha Well Shimakamasan. Then the next day, right? So now Shimon needs something from Ruvain, and Ruvain says, hey, remember the other day when you needed something, when I needed something from you, you didn't give it to me? I'm not like you, I'm gonna give it to you. That is bearing a grudge. Also because that over below Sitor. Anyone that does that violates Lo Sitor. Ella Yimcha Davar Milibo. Rather, you have to wipe out the fact that this guy didn't lend you something. Below you try to learn that. You can't do anything about it. You can't act on it. Shekol Zman Shehu Noter HaSadavar B'Zorcho Shema Yavo Linkom. Right? Because as long as he's remembering and bearing a grudge, he might come to take revenge. L'fichach Hichpida Torah HaNetira. Right? Therefore, the Torah is very strict about the Netira, about bearing a grudge. Ad Shimcha Avo Milibo V'Yizkar Nekla. He's got to forget the fact what this guy did to him, and don't mention it all. Zohi Adea Nechona Sheshar Shizkayimba Yishuva Aretz. And this is the way the world is going to be settled in a productive way. It says, Zohi Adea Nechona Sheshar Matnam Shobanei Adam Zayim Zed. How people should get along with each other. Okay, short episode today. That's the end of Parak Zayin and the end of Hilchos Deos. So, congratulations, that's the end of Season 2.